Flip it.
Yeah, I brought my own video setup just in case we wanted to. I want to make some personal clips.
You have your
clips.
Own camera crew outside ready to come
oh,
in.
Oh, you're going to get content out of this. Watch, he's going to go viral on our shit before we even make clips for this fucking podcast.
I know, Drew is adamant that we're not ready.
No, I'm not saying, okay, yeah, throw me into
oh,
that
do,
fucking box.
Oh, you do want to do a video thing.
No, we're ready. I think we're fine.
Oh, you
we're
don't
fine.
Want to do a video thing.
No, I think it's just we need to figure out a way to get our own equipment, because if we add like a fourth guy, then
Drew
it's,
wants me to take out a small loan so that I right. can fund the camera work for this.
Dude, you have so much money. It's
I
insane.
Don't.
Literally, he has like thousands of dollars
I
in
don't.
Like his Venmo from all like the shows, because he's like, for the folks at home, they don't know, he's one of the new room runners around town.
Oh my God.
And he's one of the tycoons in the Orange County comedy scene.
Yeah,
and
if you want any spots, honestly, hit up RJ.
I'm gonna
RJ. DM him. He's very receptive.
Very receptive. Very easy to bully into getting a spot because he has.
If you hear about a show going on, just be like, "Can I be on this show?
Like, yeah. I should be on this
you
show."
See a poster, you're like, "Wait a second.
I'm really easy to push over."
Yeah, he's got no chin, literally, and show business wise.
Oh, come on,
but
you gotta bring up the chin right
rude.
Away.
I mean, listen,
thank God I'm not doing a video podcast.
Got you off our beef with you, quite quickly. Huh? You
know? Okay.
So,
I don't think quickly.
Clickly?
Yeah.
We'll get there. You said you
will cut it. We'll edit
you
it
put
out.
An L in folks. You go folks.
Not yet. Yeah. And people like
Quickly,
it. They
reviewed.
Tatiana,
they reviewed?
Yeah, you didn't see the review?
No, I don't listen to the review. I stay humble and I stay hustling.
Listen to the reviews?
I don't listen.
Who sends in audio reviews?
You can
do that. No,
yeah,
somebody.
Where?
Did I say listen?
It was, did someone call you and leave a
voicemail? No. Someone put an Apple iTunes review. Every time someone puts a review up, I put it on the Instagram and be like, reviews are in. And it's just whatever. Someone was like, hard pass.
Yeah. Hard pass.
But I was like, apparently, hard, I don't know who it was. There's a conspiracy. There's a conspiracy about who it was. Okay, easy.
We haven't had one of those on the pod yet,
yeah,
so it's easy.
No.
Okay.
Not that we know of.
We're trying to get Ase on, but it's fine.
Not that we haven't edited out.
Yeah. But yeah, we got to
get
Ase on.
Before Ase,
so yeah,
crazy.
We're gonna get some video. We're gonna get some more reviews.
We're getting
and...
good. Yeah, time is yeah.
Time is money.
Yeah. But yeah, we've kind of jumped into this. John, welcome to the podcast.
Hit
Thank
a
you
fucking
for...
button, you hack. Jesus Christ! There you go. That's,
there
we
go. I was All gonna right. say the real thing after we welcome to Swallow Daddies.
This is how you treat our guest. First of all, you start the fucking pod like, here's the shitty headphones.
I gave him the good ones.
We had to bully you into
no,
that.
I literally had
to take a stand for our guest.
you were moseying you. Around in circles, and I said, do you want the good headphones?
No.
And you're like, you were going to give him the good
no.
ones? And I'm
well,
like,
the thing is, they're the two white headphones, the two bad headphones here, and then you pulled out your nice headphones, and I was like, oh, okay, I was the only one that was
Yeah,
not
and I was like, I was gonna offer you
he
my nice
no,
ones.
No, we literally had to be like, John literally had to be like, oh, so I'm going to use these little things, and you're like,
oh, well, no, of course not. Oh, no. No, Maester. I was going to give you the headphones, Maester.
You know, you became a, you know.
What is it?
You
became
what
a what?
Those guys.
You know, you became a, I don't know, what does my mom call those guys?
A sound cock? I don't know.
A sound cock?
Yeah, but it's fine. We had to whip you into shape like your wife does on
and
the daily.
RJ's
so.
Kind of a sound cock right now because he's looking at us both with our nice headphones.
we're on the couch. He's watching while we're going to be carrying the podcast over here.
It's his little toy headphones that for his daughter.
I can't hear what you're saying, actually.
Yeah, he's literally watching us do the pod.
You
and
guys are
like,
having
oh, yeah.
so much fun.
He's like, oh, yeah, you're riffing over there? What are you guys riffing about?
Oh, cool.
Oh, keep going. Oh, fuck.
Can you say it louder?
Oh, tag it up. Tag it up, please.
Cool. Wordplay.
Yeah.
Oh, wordplay with my balls. What I was going to say was thank you for being here, John. Longtime fan, longtime friend of yours.
Thank you.
Drew, I can't really
Long-time
speak for you.
Longtime fan and friend.
Drew,
just
would you
say
like
friend.
To say anything nice about me?
Nope. So did you actually get the...
he got the munchkin juice or whatever it's called.
you got the ice...
My munch juice.
The ice spice thing?
No, I was... RJ and I just talked for 20 minutes about how
we had a podcast.
He did a mini cast.
We did a pre. We gotcha. Did like a when is Drew here? When is Drew gonna get here? Cast because Drew was late today.
I was late.
Notorious PIG over here.
Easy there. I've been fucking fasting. You piece of shit.
Oink oink. You were always late, and we love it for you because it's just kind of a fun. Like, oh, it's just Drew. He's late once again.
All right. Yeah, but when I come, you know, the pod's immediately better. You know, it's like you're waiting for the talented session.
In a way, you are kind of always. You are always edging us, you know. You're always
unfucking believable. Are we going to get into the edging? Are we going to get into the gooning already? We're minutes into the podcast.
I don't
All right. All right.
Great start. No, this the John teased us earlier about getting an Ice Spice Munchkin something drink from Dunkin' Donuts.
That is a real thing. That I thought she was on a commercial for something.
No, it's real.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
You think he made up a beverage?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, let me get that Ice Spice collab.
Well, RJ said, let me know if you want coffee. So I was like, yeah, I'll take the Ice Spice Dunkin' Donuts Ice Munchkin coffee.
And I knew exactly when you said it that... Not only
that's fair.
Not only was that not a made up thing, but it was also something you're actually familiar with. I'm like, oh, I bet he goes to Dunkin' Donuts all the time for the coffee or whatever.
I love Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm a big Dunkin' Donuts stan.
Big
because my East Coast roots.
East Coast roots.
Yeah.
Do you have? You had a brief moment in the East Coast.
Yeah, I did a.
His mother was the Statue of Liberty.
His mother was the Statue of Liberty.
East Coast roots. Come on. Okay. Or is that French roots? Parisian.
French. Yeah. All right,
thank you. That's your time.
Yeah, we're working on it.
That's okay. Fine.
It's rusty.
That's right. You were.
It's rusty.
Boston.
It's rusty.
Shut up, RJ. Let us do the pod. You're
sorry.
The pod cuck today, right?
Gordon. Where did you go?
Gordon.
Gordon.
BYU. BU. B. What was it? Okay.
Clemson.
Clemson.
Clemerson.
Emerson. Emerson.
Okay. Yeah.
Didn't you wear a jersey one time? You wore a Boston jersey one day?
Great riff. So you were in Boston for a few years.
Yeah, so I liked Dunkin' Donuts out there. I asked one person one time, what do you get? And they told me what they got, mm-hmm. and I've ordered that ever since.
What's the order? Is it a secret?
It's an iced coffee with cream and sugar and a French vanilla swirl.
French vanilla swirl.
And then they always go, you know, in the French vanilla swirl, there's sugar in there. And I go, yeah.
Correct.
Add some more sugar.
How about you double that?
Yeah, because you want the sugar at the bottom that you can crunch when it's like boba.
Yeah, you're like, swirl that Nilla till my foot goes numb, bitch. No, fucking on it, pronto. You know?
Not paying $16.40 for nothing, all right? Yeah, get in there.
It's pretty cheap,
yeah,
right?
I'm sure it's pretty cheap. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Blue collar.
So affordable.
Yeah. No, it is.
This was $3.
Wow.
Yeah. The unhealthy stuff is always the cheapest. That's why in like the low income areas, they're like, let's give them all the garbage so we could fucking.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts is cheaper than like Starbucks, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cheaper than Starbucks.
And like McDonald's is becoming expensive a little bit. Yeah. Low key.
I didn't know that. I don't really go to McDonald's, to be honest. It's not really my thing.
You are of the bourgeoisie.
Yeah.
I like
Wendy's.
I mean,
you're rich, is what
I
heard.
Yeah,
I like Wendy's.
Yeah. Six figures, seven kids, three wives.
Seven-figure job.
Yeah.
Drew just likes talking to me out,
job,
so when I say anything
job,
negative.
Comedy show business tycoon in Orange County. Soon to be LA, soon to be California, soon to be America.
Former oil baron.
A staple of the Orange County comedy community. A
staple.
Yeah, as in I'm stapled to it and I can't get out.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll get you.
Well, you did sign a 75-year mortgage on this house, so that was pretty that was pretty fucking dumb. You know.
Easy to sell.
Yeah, it's okay.
The market's up.
Yeah. Is it up?
It's down.
I think Lockheed Martin is up right now. That's about it.
Oh, yeah. The old
pew pew.
Are you still doing stocks and stuff?
No, I got out of that shit. Stocks and crypto. That was a fun COVID hobby.
Okay. You're doing good though.
I
still remember that day. It's so funny when all the stocks were dropping and there was like a 2-day period when like crypto was like was bombing.
In a free fall.
It was in a free fall and Drew couldn't figure out his password.
I got locked out because I broke my
phone. Lost like $5,000 because
first of all, like $6,500.
He couldn't find his password to
your
his crypto
password?
Wallet.
Well, because I broke my phone and because I had so many
built-in
extra authorizations on that phone when I got a new phone and re-downloaded the app. It's like, oh, you're the enemy. We don't fucking trust you. I'm like, guys, it's me. I need to get out of this.
I need my money.
So I had to like call and email. And it was like 3 days. And by then, the correction had already happened. So I'd already lost half my fucking money. Fucking so bad, dude.
Because Drew was a part of those Discord groups where they're like, everyone buy right now to inflate.
No. Alex Asuna was part of those. I was a part of those.
You were part of Robinhood?
I watched, I had the Robin thing. I just watched all these YouTube influencers and all that shit. But it was like, I remember like John would be sitting at the bar. I'm like, it's just a minor correction. It'll bounce back. Usually they do like a minor before it's like we're in a bull run. We're still in the bull run. It's okay.
Oh.
It's still happening. And these are terms that I didn't even know. I just heard
it's a bull run. Like in Spain?
Yeah, exactly.
Like in Spain. right?
You know, yeah. Once you see the
red, a lot of money on the bull run.
Yeah, it's like buy the fear, sell the news, or whatever the thing is. I'm just borrowing.
Yeah, just
these
don't
terms.
Don't go to the red. That's just what the whole
sweating.
Thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Sweating.
Yeah.
Time is money.
You're a matador. You're a matador.
Wait, work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
Run with the bulls.
Lose hard. Kill yourself hard. You
drink.
You got
bull semen.
Yes, but on to the next one. You had stocks when you were a kid, right? Your parents they made you pick, which is retarded because you were a kid.
What did you pick?
Well, no,
peanut butter and jelly.
I don't know. I think my dad. Yeah, they're like, do you want to invest in peanut butter? It basically was that. My dad was like,
I will take two shots of peanut butter. It's like, that's not how stocks work, you fucking idiot kid.
My parents are like, okay, we're just gonna give you $50, or we can give you $100 into stocks. And I was like, duh.
And you said, okay, I'll take $50. Okay.
I don't know. I
yeah.
And they're like, damn.
He's so rich, that was his marshmallow test growing up. It wasn't like wait and have another one. It was like, here, you could have these stocks and then you could be a trust fund.
I was a very trusting 2-year-old, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I knew
very trust having a trust fund 2-year-old.
No, I was like in the second grade and they said, what's your favorite, you know, what's a company, like think of like restaurants or like think of like things that they, companies that make things. And I was like, oh, who makes Toy Story? And they were like, Pixar.
Disney.
Well, Pixar. It was Disney wasn't didn't buy Pixar.
They're
yet.
Like, well, damn, son, those are the Freemasons, and they're a little under the radar.
Well, they weren't.
Right
yeah, not yet. But gotcha. So Pixar was
Steve
good.
Jobs.
Yeah, Steve
Jobby. So I went. I got in on Pixar while the getting was good. That was my big cash cow. That's how I bought my engagement ring.
Toy Story.
I think it was around A Bug's Life time. Toy Story 2.
Which one did you like? You liked Bug's Life?
I loved Bug's Life. It's my favorite movie.
You kind of look like the ant.
All right.
Yeah.
He gets off the ant vibe.
Dave Foley.
Any of the like ugliest, weirdest fucking characters.
No, he looks like the
grasshopper.
Bug. Yeah, the grasshopper.
Or
that's
whatever.
What I was
Kevin Spacey.
That's why you reminded me of that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever fuck with ants? The dark version of Bug's Life?
Came out the same year, didn't like it.
Holy it was. I loved it. It was so sad. All the fucking dead ants.
They didn't even let you guys watch Pixar movies. That's how poor you were.
We didn't even know
DreamWorks only in this house.
Exactly. They didn't even
knock off DreamWorks movies.
We didn't get Pixar in.
I didn't even watch any of the Disney shit growing up. Yeah, exactly.
No, Disney?
No. No, it was a lot of horror
what
shit.
What was it? Didn't
up.
You watch? No, that was Tom who watched Mexican, Spanish Disney films.
Oh, that's right. I don't
only Disney films
like
were in Spanish. Like Aladdin was on.
No, it was
Spanish.
All popular Disney like, movies, but in Spanish.
I get it.
Like, oh, okay, got you. You're like, you see the translation.
It's an Encanto.
Yours was funnier.
Yeah.
We blew past your funnier riff.
Yeah.
But
I'm running here.
No, it's okay. You're good. You got your shoes off. Like we said, wrong pod, but we got the candle on. It's okay.
Yeah, it's
good. Did you shower this morning?
No, I didn't. I was going to shower actually right before I came here, but I decided not to consciously.
You remembered what you were doing. You're like, I'm not showering. Like,
yeah, I said, guys... I want my boys to see me at my like chillest, you know?
Yeah.
If I showered, I would have, like, my hair would have been wet and I would have been like stressed about time and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew was never. So.
I would have.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to be super late. So
Okay, first of all, like 10 minutes. But if you were going to be like, oh, I'm going to be, I would have been later than whenever you showed up anyway. So it would have been fine. I would have taken into account. That's good. No, we're glad you brought your real true pheromones.
I mean, I showered yesterday, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are you a morning shower guy?
No, I'm a, like a right before I leave the house shower guy.
Really? Mm-hmm.
So I guess kind of morning because like my life, like it's so like I don't leave the house until I go do stand up, you know.
You feel like your life starts like in the morning when you leave or like in the evening?
No, my life starts like in the evening.
Yeah, I'll shower like in the evening, yeah.
Yeah, but before I go out.
For RJ, life starts at conception. Sorry, go on. We were catching up. He's a Republican, and he's trying to act all liberal to help himself in show business. But they don't know that he's like an Owen Benjamin type. You know, he's kind of he's like Steven
I'm
Crowder.
Cult, yeah.
Steven Crowder with the same amount of punchlines.
I could see him. Yeah, I could see him being like a Steven Crowder, like a
yelling
Tucker.
At my wife. Yeah,
and like he's like really famous. Yeah. As like a right wing pundit, and then they're like, look at this video of him doing stand up 10 years ago. Isn't it garbage?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like, holy shit. Yeah, failed comedian turned Republican broadcaster. Yeah.
That is a thing that like most like Republican or conservative talk show hosts.
It would be so funny for him to be like a pundit and then like a video of him doing the bending over the...
Oh my God.
The dog nose in my butt.
It would be so good.
Just like a boomerang.
Just a quick...
On Fox News.
Yeah, exactly. Failed comedian turned alt-right podcaster. It'd be good. Yeah, 10 years from now, yeah, you're like, here's something no one's ever thought of. How many letters are in that LGBTQABCDEFG plus, minus, divided? It's all fucking fake. Am I right, guys? You know?
Follow me on Patreon.
Yeah, still doing act outs on an audio only podcast. It'll be great. We're looking forward to it.
I feel like, you know, there's very few tricks left in the world, and that's one of them. You know,
just it's a move.
Pull a hard right and just take people's money.
You go alt
right.
Yeah,
that's working right now.
Yeah, you go alt right, or you pick up a guitar, or you.
Who's picking up guitars? Huh?
There's a lot of them out there. We know them.
I know. I don't want to say names, but they're
people are
pretty
picking
good.
Up guitar.
Some of them.
There's yeah. Some of them are okay, but most of them, it's you just I'm gonna be a mediocre guitarist and a mediocre other thing.
Shots fired.
Like who? Can you name
it? All the popular ones are great.
Yeah, but I'm in the room. I'm in the room. I want to hear the names. Come on.
I've been
listening to the podcast. I've heard running nothing but bleeps. So I want to hear the names.
Yeah, we can bleep. I mean, I like Luke Knoll.
Yeah. Whoa, interesting.
Okay. Wow. Why'd you have to name that one out of all the ones?
I like him.
I like him a lot, actually.
It's funny. RJ's doing a hanging himself act out as he's saying Luke Knoll's name.
Oh, no.
Jesus. He's like, I like Luke. Oh, Jesus. Kill me fucking now.
Drew's miming, sucking his own dick. Meme. Meme? Mime? There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Meme.
You go.
Yeah. RJ just learned the word meme.
It's, you know, day drinker signs over here. You know, he's like, does anyone else want water and coffee? Because I'm going to fucking kill myself today.
Yeah, RJ actually texted, I'm going to be stone cold sober for this, and I was drinking a Topo Chico.
As soon as I texted that, I was like, I think I have a Topo Chico margarita in my fridge, and I really need to take the edge off because I screamed way too loud at my kids today.
Oh, well, what did you do to your, what happened to your kids?
Is that why your wife left?
She's like, I got, she...
Got him.
I'm driving up and his wife is driving away. She waved at me. I never met her.
Smoking a joint. I'm going to the bar.
Yeah.
She had to get out of here.
Nice.
No, she's grocery shopping, or so she says, with my neighbor, Frank. They always go together.
Yeah.
And
Ralph's called her on the phone, so she had to go grocery shopping.
Yeah. Old Big Dick Frank is what they call him in the neighborhood, right?
BDF.
Big Dick, she always comes five times Frank. That's right. I love that guy.
Probably
dude.
Fucks her without a condom, I would think.
You got to. That's the only way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She tells
to
me.
Get a true connection with the woman. He still has to wear a condom with his wife now. She only fucks raw with anybody else.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's sorry. Just the truth. But
yeah, it's, wow.
I would feel worse if she listened to this podcast, but I know she does.
Yeah, that's right. There was a fun moment. RJ had a fun 4th of July moment where he was like with like a bunch of other parents and other kids running around. One of the moms went up to him and be like, oh, you just I heard you do stand-up. Oh, I know a lot of stand-ups have podcasts. And like, do you have a podcast? And he had like a popsicle and he just went, yeah, no podcast.
But this had started already?
Yeah, this was like month one.
It had already been Swallow Daddies was the name.
Because we started back in May or June, and then, you know, 4th of July came around. And yeah. That's how time works, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, wait, let me check it.
Are we still
June,
killing?
July.
Yeah, okay. Hot chronological riff there, RJ. Well done.
Not time riff.
Yeah. No, you know how it is. No, I
damn,
just
back in May.
Sometimes you just got to yell at your
kids. What a time
kids.
To be alive
I
back
know.
In May.
It's crazy.
Ugh, so much things hadn't happened yet.
And as soon as you as soon as you know, it was June right after that, you know?
It's lo and behold, July.
And then it was July.
Don't even...
And then 1, 2, 3, 4th of July.
No, oh, my goodness.
Here's the real
tea. My birthday.
Here's the real tea. Mm-hmm. It's November.
Yeah.
Crazy to me.
Time flies.
That would be funny if we recorded this in May.
You know, this is actually an old episode. This is an old episode.
Yeah, we banked this.
Do you think this is... Tell me if you guys like this. My grandma's always said this. It always just... I'll tell you later. She would say this. She would say, hey, time's fun when you're having flies. You know, she'd always say that.
She had dementia?
No, she just fudged the words, like, on purpose. And I always thought... Oh. They just tickled me.
That
explains...
Your terrible
comedy.
Wordplay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
it's so a real tragedy that you had this person in your life. No.
Yeah, that stunted you. I wouldn't talk about that.
Exactly.
God, dude, fucking, like, that couldn't.
Yeah, it's okay. Some say ankle weights are good sometimes, you know? It's good to kind of push you to be better. Not for this one. But no, I had a...
It's like when you go to a bigger scene, like, good comics are around you, so they, like, push you to be better.
Yeah.
But RJ just in his house with his grandma.
Yeah, yeah. Just one moment with his grandma as a child, and now he's perpetually a small fish in a smaller pond, you know?
like one of those beta fish and only one in there.
Just emphasis fighting, on beta for sure.
Yeah, fighting for sure. My reflection in the mirror.
No, mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good. Did you ever pin them together? I had some sick fucking friends that
I cannot believe that you did that.
Really? Friends, not me.
I'd believe
that's
that
what
out.
You're saying on the podcast. Yeah,
yeah, I'm telling for a friend.
We'll cut this out.
All right, there it is. The applause break is crazy because if you leave it on and you say thank you, it's like a weird like manifestation Tony Robbins type thing where it actually feels really.
If you
could,
if you really get going, the crowd will let you know. You know?
Do you want to try it? Do you want to try it? Do you want him to leave the applause and you go thank you guys? No, thank you so much. We're gonna do that.
No, okay. it'll happen organically.
But I'll imagine. Oh, okay.
Wow.
That was going to be a hot rip. That was going to be a hot time.
It was
going
to be a great moment of the podcast.
I was going to be doing it. Right, I was already coming up with how to do it.
Now. Jesus Christ, RJ.
Well, because I was going to say we should manufacture, like, what? Like, I need to get in the right headspace of, like, where would this be?
This is, you're like 10 years down the line. Like, you've already.
My eyes are closed.
You've already door guide. You've already been passed. You're doing the road. You've already got the fans. Sorry.
And you're getting an Emmy for your first season of your hit TV show.
Yeah, but that already happened. No, this is the fucking theater tour. This is like, you know how Tom Segura called Bargatze? He called all these people being like, get ready. You're about to do theaters now. You're graduating. Mm-hmm. And then you got that tall from Segura. He's like, hey, you're doing the theater. Get ready. After that hour, he saw on fucking Schmongle or whatever the hit streaming service is going to be.
Right.
You're going to be doing theaters now, so fucking get ready. Theaters and arenas. So you're doing your first theater, fucking sold out. You just murdered the fucking crowd. This is like night number two. You figured out how to do the theater. You've done a few shows. You're like, I locked it in, flow state, murdered. Mm-hmm. Guys, thank you so much. That's my time. Mm-hmm. There it is. Here you are.
I guess I wouldn't say words.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. But say like, thank you. You gotta
thank you.
Yeah.
You gotta thank you. Yourself. Thank you. Thank you.
They love you, John. They love you out there. Get back out there. You. Go tell them how it is. Go tell them you love them, John.
Yeah, RJ and I are still opening for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together one
RJ
more
and
time.
I never made it.
For the only one. John Lunar!
You've earned it, buddy. You've worked so fucking hard. You fucking earned it.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up, sir.
You've earned it.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God. It's good. This is a long applause. Everyone's standing up. This is insane.
I'm going to start crying.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something.
No.
No, that's it. He's at a loss because he believed it so hard.
I believed it so much. I was at a loss for words.
He was like, I don't know.
I was literally
I
speechless. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just come in here with the lights off and just play that.
And he just fucking edges for 3 hours.
I'm not you. I sit here and weep.
That was a heavy projection. Sorry.
Yeah. Talk about a heavy projection.
Projectile. Yeah.
Yeah. We love that.
I'm sorry. That was I was a little bit speechless. I didn't know how I would feel in that situation. It turns out I would feel speechless more than anything.
We should offer this as a therapy.
To get like, this is the love that you do deserve. You know?
Did you ever see The King's Speech?
Yeah, of course.
This is like
we're not racists, RJ. Jesus. He's like, well, I haven't. Do you know where to find it?
You have not seen The King's Speech.
Yeah.
Who's in it?
As we stand here today. Fuck. That's the wrong one.
I think it's he just like did Colin Firth or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just did a bad Obama impression. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I did a bad version of Dana Carvey.
How many
Obama impressions
have had to be edited out of this podcast?
If I had a nickel, dude.
Here's the sad part. We kept them all in. All
right. Drew calls them Obama impressions.
Yeah, I know.
Lots of air quotes.
To be fair, yeah. We do call a certain accent from a certain area Scooby-Doo voice.
Oh, Jesus.
It's been a while. But it's also very much
the hint
Scooby-Doo.
Is, the hint is favorite voices to do.
Oh, that's just the voice.
Yeah.
It does kind of sound like a Scooby-Doo-y, you know?
No.
Rapanese. I don't know. It's okay, like a...
Yeah, you know, come on.
It's Scooby.
Spoil the lead, you know?
All right,
the crowd loves it.
That was a brief
crowd
one.
Crowd cannot get enough of that fucking...
Micro-ovation.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, microvation.
Yeah.
That's so we can cut it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Leave it in, all right?
What's that guy's name? Not Dana Gould. Love him. the guy from Full House. Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
Come on. Mm. We're cooking. Colin Firth. King's Speech. Never saw
the movie. I thought you were talking about
Uneducated.
I saw King's Speech because my favorite movie of all time is The Social Network. I love The Social Network. And it was... at the Oscars for Best Picture, and it lost to The King's Speech. So I remember watching The King's Speech, and I went in watching it being like, let's see what the fuck this guy
is. Spite.
Colin Firth does a very good job.
Yeah, and then it was it's really good, but I mean...
I mean, Social Network, I thought was way better, but
yeah,
you know.
It's lost the time.
2007 Oscars was a tough game.
I mean,
you know?
You've seen The Social Network.
Yeah, The Social Network's dun, a great one.
See, if Drew's seen it, dun. Honestly, if Drew hasn't seen it, it shouldn't win the Best Picture Oscar. Drew's the everyman, I think.
The everyman, yes. I cater to everyone, and I end up a nobody.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
That's sad. Yeah.
That's The Social Network.
Yeah. Dun. Trent Reznor did that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gone Girl.
Also known for I have how many inches of my fingernails
today?
How many fingers do I have?
How many
inches?
How big is a big dick Frank, his neighbor's dick? Nine inch
nailing
your wife. Nailing. Yeah. So
he also him and Atticus Ross did the Watchmen TV show. It was really good. Good music.
Look at you with the Atticus Ross drop. All right.
Come on.
You do cheat on your wife at coffee shops, don't you? Go to the Kraft coffee shop. You're like, you guys fuck with Atticus Ross.
Was Atticus in Nine Inch Nails or he's just his boy?
It was just a longtime boy. Yeah, they occasionally collaborate on things.
Kind of like a postal service kind of situation, you know?
Yeah.
He called him in. He was like, you need to come.
Oh my God, why aren't you divorced already? You would crush it out there.
I would crush it at wine bars in Santa Barbara.
Wine bars.
Yeah, yeah, honestly, you only have a couple years left.
Of what?
Being able to get divorced and find a new wife.
Oh yeah, I don't, I'm
in a little bit. It's going to be.
Well, there might be a pocket when he's famous.
Yeah, pocket pussy.
All right, he already had one of those. I gave him mine. You know, I had to get rid of mine. You know,
yeah.
We know that story.
So when it show up again,
yeah, like a fucking Ouija board. Oh, that's right. That was the thing. Yeah, my mom had a weird thing where she
had a Luigi board.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
You can only talk to your dead.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, there it is.
They love the Ouija board.
I had weird people in my family. They said they try to get rid of Ouija boards, and they would throw them out
Shut
and
up.
Burn them, and end up in their closet.
Shut the fuck up!
I swear to God,
yeah. That's the dumbest thing.
That's what I heard from my family.
But that happened to Drew's pocket pussy.
Oh my God!
He threw it in the dumpster outside, and then it was in his closet.
Dude, yeah. we freaked out. Me and Taryn, like 6 months ago, we would hear this tapping on the walls in the hallway, doom, 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 at like 1 a.m, 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. And we were like, to the point where like Taryn woke me up one night. She's like, do you hear that? And doom, doom, doom. I'm like, I hear it. I don't know what it is. In the morning, we will look through the kids' closets and see if maybe something like is bumping up. I don't know what's going on.
Someone's in there.
Well, yeah. In the
mornings will be fine.
So, yeah, the boogeyman's like, I'm out by 10, dude. That's fucking not me. I heard that shit, too. It's fucking scary.
You're making jokes, but what happens is the next morning I open up one of the kids' closets, and there's a little teeter-totter, like a little rocking horse, I mean, and on top of it, I shit you not.
It's a person.
It's a little garden gnome.
It's 5-inch Frank.
Yeah.
No. It is literally
chop off 4 inches because you're jealous.
Inch, right? Yeah.
What did I say? 9 inches.
You're trying to say 5 inches.
It's literally a baby
doll, like postured upright, like on. Mm-hmm. It's like, what? How? It's just been sitting here, and it's like, and I took the rocking horse and I moved it, and it hits the wall the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, this is bullshit. So I just took both those things and threw them in the trash. I'm like, this is spooky, spooky.
And has it happened since?
Yes. We figured it out. It's my 2-year-old knocking her feet against the wall.
Yeah. What? Fuck you. Are you serious?
We watched the camera all night.
That's really
you
funny.
Piece of shit. Oh, my
so
God.
Funny. So I threw away a perfectly good rocking horse because I thought it was a haunted
doll. And also
doll.
So scared to go look at it.
Yeah.
So you were too scared to protect your children?
What are you talking about? I looked at it the first thing the next morning. I didn't want to open their door in the middle of the
night.
Yeah,
he waited a whole night on the off chance the thing would come out and devour his children. He's like, well, now that I know that they're alive, yeah.
Well, I knew it wasn't a real thing. I don't give a shit.
No, you didn't. That's why you're speaking. that's why you threw away the baby and the fucking rocking chair.
You threw away a fucking rocking
horse.
Well,
because my wife threw a fit about it. She's like, it's maybe... I'm like, all right, well, just don't even say the P word. Let's throw it away, you know?
No, you're lying. Yeah, don't blame your wife. You are too scared of, like, horror stuff. Your wife loves the horror.
I don't like the horror stuff, but I also don't buy into it.
Because you're a Christian.
I don't buy into it. Maybe. Mm-hmm. It's burned into me, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't like the spooky scaries.
Growing up, conservative Republican, went to a thing on
Halloween night called the Un-Halloween Party. No costumes allowed.
Tonight?
No, when I was a kid growing up.
Oh, okay.
context clues. Yeah, something, I don't know, something about that. That's what they would tell me growing up in church. They would say, you know, the devil.
I'm just waiting for RJ to land on anything interesting. That's it. That was the face. It's fine. It's okay.
It's so funny because, like, most of the time, Drew is just pushing forward. But then at some points, we'll just let RJ talk.
Just
for
let me cook.
30 seconds.
Like one of those RPG games, I felt suddenly encumbered. I was like, I feel too heavy to walk now. Did I pick up an extra battle axe or something, you know?
Just let me cook.
Yeah.
And he's like, but it's like the meanest way to treat someone because everyone's saving each other on any podcast or in any conversation, but you're really just letting him drown.
No, we're letting him. Yeah. You let RJ cook, he burns the fucking butter before he puts the fucking vegetables in, you know?
He burns the butter.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. What happened?
No
costumes allowed or something?
The devil.
He's so discouraged. Don't feel discouraged. You should feel discouraged, but don't feel
the devil
feel
dresses
thing.
Up like a white guy on Halloween, apparently. It's like he doesn't dress up like a big, red, scary guy. He dresses up like a normal Mr. Rogers.
How'd you know he was the devil?
I don't know, dude. It was done with, like, felt, you know, puppets.
felt puppets. You just say words now. Well, speaking of real felt horror puppets. Things, I don't know if you feel John in about your fucking insane neighbor who's probably
a
little
I love telling
killer.
People about that thing, huh?
Does John?
I've never heard about that. Okay, well, don't tell him.
Do you really?
You don't want to talk about it on
that's
the podcast?
That's a great story.
I don't know if I should I say it on the podcast? So it's like recorded.
Oh, should we not? Oh, we could tell it off the pod. Are you afraid they're going to come after you?
I just don't want anything that like could link me to this house telling about what I think is a serial killer that lives behind me.
That's then we'll call him Big Dick Frank for now.
Yeah.
Because he serial kills that pussy. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared now.
Yeah, we'll talk about it off the pod because we don't want to put your family.
And also, like, what if it's a news story and then people come to your house?
You wake up, that baby's rocking on the rocking horse in your room, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll
get
into it.
You're gone-girling it.
I kind of want to say
it, but a remake with RJ instead of Ben Affleck.
That would be
It's called Bye Boy?
Yeah.
No. You're still the Ben Affleck character.
No, it's Gone Girl, but it's called Bye Boy.
Right, okay.
That's all the only difference. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, let's pick another sequel. How about that? Let's pick another. No, it's good.
Everyone's sorry about that one.
No, it's good.
Hit the, you know.
There you go. Yeah, that's why we like it, because it doesn't. It just.
It's quick.
Yeah, you get an applause break.
So is one of them this? And then another.
No, it's literally, you have to hold it down.
You have to hold it. Okay, I see. Great. Yeah. It's a great
We didn't know
machine.
That on one of them when Tom, because Tom usually mans that thing, so we didn't know that. So we were like, hit the applause. All right, that's just white noise. But that's all we deserved anyway.
It took about three episodes to figure it out, but you know what?
We got there, man.
We are tenacious, you know? Oh, fuck, dude. I don't even.
Oh, fuck, it's my cheat day. I could have this fucking thing. Can I have it?
If you want to.
All right, I'm not going to drink it.
Do you have
more? No, I was going to give it to John, honestly.
Oh, John, here.
Because you're normally you're the guy that's like, you know. Not drinking.
Yeah. Well, it's Sunday. I could do. I picked up my last check from one of my works. I had to break it to the boss up front to his face. I'm like
to the big boss upstairs.
The big boss upstairs. I'm like.
Damn. Did you do eye contact?
Yeah, a little
did
bit.
Did you do eye contact? No, he looked down the whole time.
It's hard to do that,
bro. I've been getting criticized on eye contact on all my job interviews.
Thing.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Have you? Yeah, you heard the whole thing where he thinks he's autistic. How fucking infuriating! Because we have people with real autism in our lives, and he's disrespectful. He's very ableist.
I mean, I was telling RJ about how I'm nervous to go to drive-thrus and order food, and he was laughing at me before the podcast. Yeah. And then he wants to be autistic.
I was on the floor. In my defense, I was rolling.
It was the hardest he's ever laughed at anything I've said.
It was pretty crazy, actually.
Wait, I'm sorry. This is all hitting me right now.
Just because. No, I almost said something terrible. No.
What were you going to say?
What were
don't
you
going to
say? I don't know. I don't want to say anything to disparage anyone here.
Okay. If it's going to be a thing we're going to have to bleep out, then.
Then I should say it and then we'll bleep it.
Yeah.
No.
Not bleeping. Cut it out.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, look, just because you don't want to buy two Grimace milkshakes doesn't mean.
It's a fat joke. He's afraid to say a fat joke.
I didn't want to have that
on.
What
a fucking pussy.
What a fucking bitch.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's. I see why Frank always comes in clutch, you know? You know?
How did this turn so quickly? What did I do wrong today? I feel like I am also. You're taking advantage of me because I'm very tired today.
We don't. You're taking
advantage
of yourself.
You're the one who made the time.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
Make another time.
Early? Early?
Yeah. If you're like, oh, I got to get ready at this time.
No, like I'm no, guys. Everything's I'm feeling great. I'm just letting
you
know.
You weren't.
You guys are picking on me.
We're not picking on you. We're carrying the podcast.
Okay, yeah.
Remember, you're the pod cuck today,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
You have two comedians, and then there's RJ over
yeah.
there.
But hey, that's not all he is. He's a booker.
He's a booker. He's a father when he decides
father.
To be.
Mm-hmm.
Former husband.
Some sort of job.
Yeah. He's a computer. He's like a...
he's a computer.
He's like an IT.
He goes on the computer.
Yeah, he's a computer guy. Yeah. He clicks and taps.
He has his desk, so he must be
you
working.
Don't have your, you don't have your hard hat up there. He has like a literal hard... like a racist... it looks like a racist safari hat.
Oh, what?
Yeah, like let's look at all the animals and he... you know who he calls the animals and then they drive out of the thing. But he has like a hard hat because he works like... it's
this
like
garage
fake construction.
Is so nice.
It's such a cool little garage, isn't it?
And this... yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Drew, did you write any jokes this week?
I tried to write like this week.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you meant like throughout the week. I'm like, you wrote it a week ago?
No.
Yeah, I tried to write a couple. I couldn't. It was tough to find some jokes, you know. But yeah, you said you wrote some, right? You wrote some last night. Yeah, John
wrote
some
last night. And then
John's a writer.
John's a little bit of
a student of the craft.
I wrote like 20 jokes.
Holy fuck!
No way. Are they all good?
No. Do you let them know? Do you let them know?
Yeah, he told me to write 3.
Okay, got you.
Yeah,
because the last guest we had wrote like 7.
I said write 3.
Okay, I'm glad you let people know it's only 3.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot.
Well,
someone's got to communicate with our guests on, like, you know, you just show up late.
Yeah, I show up, the pod's good, and then we leave, you know? Like, thanks.
Today, thank Christ.
Again, you bring on, you're a great organizer.
Look,
you know what I mean?
Some days I'm mopey, some days you're mopey, you know? We all just kind of switch off a little bit.
I haven't heard any of the ones when Drew was mopey, though.
Oh, man.
I have to be honest.
It's because... and,
listen,
okay, hold
not
on.
Not even from
now,
my mouth. That was as unbiased as it could be.
John's listened to 2 episodes.
The third party. That's
true.
All you need.
2 episodes.
Third party. The third party is spoken.
Fans of the pod will know Droopy Drew.
It's also funny. I have listened to 2 episodes, both when Drew's friends were on and our mutual friends. So
yeah. So that's fair.
Maybe that's when Drew wouldn't be as mopey, I guess.
Yeah, he's really trying to, you know, spice it up.
No. I do have a few mopey episodes for sure.
Yeah, who's counting all 6, you know?
Okay. Oh, you have been counting.
Okay. And
it's easy to keep track of the ones that you're an octave lower.
Oh, got you. Got you.
Actually there is a really funny one where me and Tom picked on you about the plane thing. That was funny.
Oh yeah, the one where you were trying to get Bill Clinton to kill me or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, can you not name? Can we just be chill about that episode? Can we maybe like cut it or whatever?
Yeah.
And then they titled the episode "Bill Clinton Will Kill Drew." I was like,
oh yeah,
yeah. Tom did that, not me. Well, no, because it was you did a joke and he said, "Tom, I don't like that joke," and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna name the podcast this."
Yeah. So it was fine.
Yeah,
but you know. Yeah, I think, but that's the tragedy of our friendship, and it's something I've been trying to work on. Kind of is like either. I'm in a really good mood and I'm like really hurting your feelings and compromising our friendship, or you're in a great mood and you're hurting my feelings and compromising our friendship.
I would say that's not how it goes, but yeah.
I think that's how, like, there's never like, are we ever both happy and not hurting each other?
Yes.
When?
I would say on Thursday.
When the fuck? I didn't see you Thursday.
That's why.
Oh. Yeah. That makes sense.
No.
I'm excited to be back, you guys.
We've been doing some good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be back. You guys are all I have now. So this is nice.
That's
right. This is nice to be with. This is a nice company to be in. This is a nice dynamic to jump into.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you guys have gotten so close while I've been gone. And I'm ready to come back.
Fuck. How did he make this whole podcast about him? Not this episode, which is about him. The whole podcast.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm excited to be back on something. It's his first time being on. Is absolutely insane.
This entire podcast was just to help John's career.
That's, of course. That's why we love him. That's why we love John. Where we did the applause break test and he literally cried live on air. He's like, holy fuck, yes.
The weight is too much for me.
Yeah.
Which is something he's never said before.
There you go. Don't pull off. Don't pull off. Don't pull back. There you go.
See, that's absolutely right about that. But I think it would be a great time to start our world famous segment called Bomb Potato, wherein we tell a bunch of jokes that are not very good. And
that's the one.
Come on now. We tell a bunch of jokes that aren't
very
good.
Take it again.
We're going to do Bob Potato. It's a segment where we tell some jokes and, you know...
Yeah, they kind of fucking suck. We're trying to avoid doing real... Well, I don't know. We're still indecisive. Some of you guys, we try to write real jokes. Sometimes we don't. I don't know.
It's kind of a good misdirect because you can write two like half-assed jokes and you're like, ah, oh, this one's really good, and you save it for the end.
It's really the bomb. It's really riffing off the bomb that makes the segment fun.
Or, yeah, rewriting, punching up.
You know.
There was one joke you had the other week that you just didn't have a punchline. I just jumped on it and it worked out. That was fun.
I think Yeah. Ouch. But yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Remember the joke you wrote with no punchline last week, you fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. And all the things he said, so all podcasts so are so much nicer.
We dig and we make him a
good
monster.
Good Lord.
That's right.
And you call me the hypocrisy.
You did get the fucking gaslight gods on the pod, all right?
So, seriously. You guys are letting me.
Gaslight gods.
Gaslight gods,
that
dude.
That is funny, the one thing. Yeah. What?
Whoa, RJ, way out of line. Whoa.
Jesus.
Whoa, where is that coming from?
Yeah, we've been nothing but nice to you.
Yeah, a lot coming from the guy who cheats on his wife. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cheats on his wife, but I guess it makes up for it since she's out cheating right now.
Look at that. Just fucking edging in aisle 9 at the Ralph's right now with Frank.
There we go.
But don't worry, the kids are inside. They're fine.
Yeah.
They're doing great.
What's your bit? The kids are in the car, windows up, heater's on.
They're in a taxi somewhere.
Heater's on.
It's a bird scooter, actually.
It's just RJ's car, and then it has a little piece of paper that's like the Tesla that says, like, don't worry. Like, they're fine in here.
Yeah. Just... Don't worry, they deserve it.
Don't worry, they did something really bad.
Baby on board, leave them alone. Don't call the cops. Something
exactly.
Like that.
Yeah.
Drew, do you want to start us off, Drew? Because you're feeling so good about
your life. I got like one.
Wait, so are these like stand-up jokes, or are they like
you just
throw out?
The idea is like kind of like a.
Is it a workshop?
Fucking
for real?
Anything. They're really. I mean. If you want to, they can. Some people do the workshop. They're like weekend update type of thing.
That's what I wrote. Yeah. But I do have one joke that I might use in my act.
Oh, yeah. Well. You could try that. I had one that bombed on here that's been vaguely working on stage. So
that's how it goes.
Yeah. How every joke goes.
Yeah.
And the ones that work here will never do well on stage.
Vaguely working.
Yeah. I have like two jokes and like three. I screenshotted an article and I'll maybe riff my way into one. I'll start this one.
You have so much stuff written down.
That one will make sense later.
I didn't read any of it.
Good. This one's for our guest. This is one catered to the guest.
Me?
Because, yeah, because I care. Because here's if you learn about the pod,
John loves
catering. I love.
Wow, you're really going for it now.
Wow, this guy. Jesus. Now it's getting a little mean at this
point. I went up in my last roast battle, and I was like, actually, Luke came up with this, but I said, like, why are you battling, right? And I was like, oh, I haven't been called fat in a while, so.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Nice. I like it.
Did it kill on the...
I did well. I won.
Oh, good, yeah.
Good. So here's this one. All right. So after getting her blood work done,
I'm roast battling Miranda.
Okay. Well, yeah.
In a month.
Gotta love a plug interrupt. You know.
Yeah.
any other plugs?
No, I don't know.
He'll find it when I try to finish the joke. He'll get him in there. You're supposed to do this to RJ. Remember, we're supposed to cut him.
Right.
Cool. All right. We're on the same team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, that's
all
a
right.
Good idea.
So RJ can't. Hear us. Remember, RJ's a pod cuck. His headphones don't even work.
He can't even hear us.
After getting, I might be on the show tonight.
Okay.
It's great. This is a joke for you because I care about you so much, and I just
okay. Sorry.
Come all right. On. After getting,
I forgot it was about me.
Okay. Cool. It's not about you, but I'm saying it's in the spirit.
Oh.
You'll hear. After getting her blood work done at the doctor's, a CNN anchor discovered she had psoriasis. Yeah, but it hasn't. But for some reason, it hasn't appeared on her skin yet. Upon further examination, the lab results show that the psoriasis can't seem to pick a side on her body to show up on. Because it's CNN, they can't pick a side. Get it? Because they're like towing the line.
Is that a fat joke? Like, I can't pick a
it's
side.
It's a political joke.
It's a political, but it's psoriasis.
Right.
I thought I'd do it like, I thought it was like a skin color thing, but I guess not.
A skin color thing?
Like, if you're like a black woman, I don't know.
Oh, wow. You had to go that way.
I don't know, because it's clearly not... What psoriasis is all like ashy and white, right?
For the folks, not folks, but the folks at home...
nice autocorrect.
John has psoriasis, and it looks great now. And by great, I mean it looks virtually non-existent.
Yeah,
it's not bad at all considering it's winter, so this is doing good. The Skyrizi been paying off?
Yeah, the Sky Rizzy's been crazy. I mean, it only came back because I missed like 2 months. Like, I missed a Sky Rizzy shot. I didn't do it for like 6 months. I should have done it.
Damn.
But I got one recently, and yeah, it's getting, yeah, it's better.
That's crazy.
It's wild.
Did you have to get
yeah.
shots forever and you're good? Or
every 3 months, yeah, I have to get a shot
until
of Medicaid forever.
Oh, damn.
For the rest of my life, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But it helps
a lot. But I mean,
it
helps a lot, yeah. I'm like a little sick sometimes. It's like an immune suppressor, but I mean, it's a small price to pay.
I never, I RJ always minded your psoriasis. I never minded it. Yeah. I think that was the next level of our friendship where I was like, I will snort a line of your psoriasis, John. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I had it since I was like in elementary school. So like it was never really, I never thought it really affected my life. But then when it was gone, it was like, wow, that was a lot.
Just drowning in pussy. Now you're like, fuck, dude. It was that.
Get me
it was honestly
here.
Like better when I had psoriasis. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, oh, he has a
thing.
The
pity card.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You didn't notice everything else when you saw my psoriasis.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't look at my other joke.
It had a star. I didn't know if it was like an extra tag or something.
Oh no! Thank you for noticing that. Yeah, that's the thing is I tried to find something. I tried to Google anything about psoriasis that was funny, and I just Googled funny psoriasis stories. Turns out not a lot of the first thing that came up was nothing funny about psoriasis. Comedian John Lovitz says. I didn't know he had psoriasis.
Funny about psoriasis.
Yeah.
John Lovitz has psoriasis?
Yeah. Nothing funny about psoriasis.
Yeah, that's it.
I actually got pissed. I kind of want to be like a psoriasis like influencer because I've been seeing this ad where it's like this guy being like, here's me living a day with eczema. And I'm like, I could do that with psoriasis.
Yeah, you could sell tickets off of that shit, dude.
100%. I tried to post like a psoriasis bit to the psoriasis subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't take videos anymore. But like 4 years ago, I posted my Michael Jackson psoriasis bit to it, and it did really well. Everyone liked it.
Everyone felt seen. Nice.
But they don't let you upload videos anymore. I was going to upload my Sky Rizzy joke go viral.
To some, Reddit? They wouldn't let you on that page? That's
psoriasis
so
views. Well, I think they only do like pictures and like text posts now because I think people were uploading like scary.
What about like YouTube
psoriasis
links?
Videos?
Scary. It's like, hi, my name is Jim. I have psoriasis. He pulls out a revolver, pulls his fucking brains out. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're like, no more videos.
Yeah, exactly.
Just terrifying people.
Yeah. Guy with psoriasis fucking a dog. You're like, this is not what we meant,
guys.
This is not
community.
Yeah.
We need a separate page for you. an American kestrel with a broken wing.
I'm sorry. Are we?
What? I thought we
were going in order. I don't know if you heard it clockwise because you always wish you could turn the clock back and never marry the wife that you end up inevitably.
I just thought John would appreciate, you know, us taking the brunt of it up top, and then you know he could really come in and save the day.
I mean, did write a lot though, to be honest.
If you want,
but we don't have to read all of them.
You pick three.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you want RJ to go?
Yeah. I mean,
all right. Let's
go.
Now that he's already he's trying
yeah,
to not,
he's already not
he's trying to make
me
the guest oriented podcast about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it's
yeah
okay,
of course.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go about. All right. So RJ.
I was like, RJ was like, listen to the one with Ruby, and that's a good one, a good example of how we are with a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was really. She didn't talk that much. And I talked to Ruby about it. This isn't like a slight at Ruby or anything, but it was funny because I was like, oh, this is how it is with the guests. This is how it is with the guests. I see.
You're like, oh, you just kind of sit there while you guys be mean to each other for 90
minutes. You guys
going to
talk over each other
and
in front
thing,
of Ruby.
John, we're working on it. All right. It's going to take some time.
He's like, this is a good one with the guests. And I was like, okay, Drew's getting
I think
85% of the screen time.
I talked about her squirting or something. I got her involved. Right. And RJ didn't know how close I don't know if he knew how close I was to Ruby because he was like, do you think that was a little much? Should we cut out the squirting part? I'm like, no. She would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. okay. An American kestrel with
what's
a broken
wing. What the fuck is a kestrel? Holy shit. Do
it's
you know
bird.
Our audience?
It's a bird. Everyone knows that.
Just say bird.
I was thinking kestrel. Like
just
oil.
Say an American bird.
A bird.
There you go. Cut the fat.
With a broken wing.
Wait, what nationality was the bird? Where
is it Chinese?
Yeah. You'll get there.
Okay.
Okay. Well, in my mind, it's Taiwanese.
That's fine.
Nice. Okay.
You guys recognize Taiwan?
One China. An American.
Okay. That's our. That one. Make it clear that was RJ that said that.
Okay. That was RJ. If it was LeBron, if LeBron James was listening, I said it.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
He's big on that, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
A bird with a broken wing has learned the ability to paint, according
well,
to a museum.
He's Chinese.
Yeah, obviously.
Of course he can paint.
They make them get into an art form very young, around 3 to 5 years old. And even when they master it, they still have to end up becoming engineers. You
can
know,
put your name on a grain of rice
science,
or whatever.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well,
okay. You didn't need to make
okay,
it like that.
Didn't have to do that. First of all, okay.
You never seen that?
That's in Mexico.
Yeah.
A bird with a broken wing has learned the ability to paint, according to a museum in Vermont.
Yeah.
The caretakers apparently give the bird a paintbrush as the former aviator weeps onto the canvas. That's was that worth all the cutting off for a bird cries and paints joke?
Ever since
I actually started paying attention to when Archer says his jokes, I immediately reminded him, like, oh, that's why I tune out. That's why I
I do want to hear it again, but I don't want to hear it again.
It's not worth hearing it again.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Okay. All right. You want to explain the joke? That always makes it funnier.
Wait, explain it. For real, I don't get it.
No.
What's the aviator? Like, why are you bringing Leonardo DiCaprio into this?
The former aviator. He used to fly. The bird used to fly. He doesn't anymore. He just cries on a canvas. It's just a nice way of saying...
I know why the caged bird paints kind of thing.
Maya Angelou. Mm-hmm. I rise.
Okay.
Was that your Maya Angelou impression?
Is it? I don't know.
Do a Maya Angelou impression.
I know why the caged bird sings.
That's the king's speech. Sorry.
There are no people like that in the king's speech.
Martin Luther King Jr. speech.
Yeah.
The Martin Luther King Jr. speech.
I'm going to be honest. When I was like, we're not racist, I literally thought you were talking about Martin Luther King's speech. And when you guys went into the movie thing, I'm like, oh yeah, for sure, dude. Colin Farrell, Firth.
Yeah, I've seen
Colin Firth, he's like, great in blackface. Yeah.
I've seen the King's speech, okay? He's like, I've seen the King's speech in 2016 my dad was crying when the King won the NBA Finals against Steph Curry.
Oh, exactly.
I saw his speech.
Yeah, yeah, never been done before in the history of the NBA. Come back from the 3-1 series, down from the 3-1 series in the NBA Finals. It's fine.
Such a good dream.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's fine.
That is so sweet that you and your dad like that.
That was, again, I think you had a joke about it, and I didn't know at the time that was this. We both had that joke where it's like, we've only seen our dads cry twice.
Who's in the King's speech? That's the one with
Colin Firth.
Will Smith,
is it a
right?
Literal king? What is this movie about? I seriously don't know.
It's about the King of England.
It's about a king, and he has a stutter, but he's supposed to give this big speech because the country is at war or something.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
John, do you have a joke
Priscilla,
that you want to...
Are you going to go see Priscilla?
I don't know if I'm going to see Priscilla.
Who are you going to take to go see Priscilla? What girl, what Plenty of Fish girl is scamming you to go see Priscilla?
Yeah, my dad's ex-girlfriend. Beth from math class. We're all grown up now. It's fine. All right. Oh, it's John's turn now.
We won't interrupt, I promise.
Okay. I have eight premises, but there's like four jokes... Four punchlines each.
Cool.
You run it.
So I'm going to just do all the punchlines to this one.
Yeah, do it.
I don't know how good.
I mean, just be confident and say one. I don't know.
You don't have to tell.
I was just kind of explaining.
Yeah, you don't have to tell John to be the thing you struggle to be constantly.
All right. Second.
Sorry, that was too real than mean. I'm so sorry. No. Sorry.
Second person to receive experimental pig heart transplant dies only 6 weeks after procedure.
Mm-hmm, I remember that, yeah.
I guess pigs do fly.
Angel wings?
They fly to heaven. Let them cook.
Second person to receive experimental pig heart transplant dies only 6 weeks after the procedure. But he tasted great.
Punchline two, like it.
Second person to receive experimental heart plant pig dies 6 weeks after procedure. Why'd he do the experimental one?
He should have done the experimental.
He should have done the regular
one. That's so funny.
That's the one. That's it. I love that.
So funny.
Okay. Then I won't say the fourth punchline then.
That's good. You got to say the fourth.
Yeah, come on, why not?
Okay, second person to receive experimental pig heart transplant dies only 6 weeks after procedure. Yeah. The pig said, when asked for comment, the pig said, nothing actually, because it was died yeah. 6 weeks ago when its heart.
I do have a lot of when the animal asks for comment jokes at these. I may have one today. It's none of your business, but yeah.
Can I do another one?
Yeah.
Disabled man drags
definitely
himself.
See my name in one of those punchlines. I won't look at your phone.
Disabled man drags himself off plane after Air Canada fails to offer a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. No, this one doesn't really have any punchlines. Okay, wait. It has one. I guess not all Canadians are friendly. What are you trying to say to him?
Nothing.
All right, I'll do the Drew one.
Okay.
Bail rejected for man who dressed up as girl student.
Jesus Christ.
To take upskirt photos. Sorry, said the perpetrator who goes by the name Drew Bach.
Oh, shit.
That's more of just saying you did that.
Nice. Got him.
Yes. Yeah. Don't build a facility with an escalator, all right? That's not fucking out of me. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you are banned from Main Place Mall. Huh?
The Main Place? Is that still alive, the Main Place Mall?
Yeah, I actually just went. I went very recently.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to the Woo! Applebee's. I went to Applebee's with Luke Binko and Angie Stroud.
For Dollaritas?
After the show we did together.
Yeah. You guys get Dollaritas?
We got
four
Dollaritas.
Sick of Dollaritas and secondhand smoke off crack.
Wait, is the Main Place, is that the one off the freeway over off of in like Anaheim or Santa Ana, whatever that one up there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
Santa Ana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. That was my like hometown mall. I grew up right there.
Damn. My hometown mall got shut down.
It was Main Place and it was South Coast.
Yeah.
And it was like one, but you like really had, if you're like, let's go to the mall, you really had to like, it's like the vibes at Main Place and South Coast are so different. One time my stepmom was like, let's go to the mall. And I was dressed in basketball shorts and just a Kobe jersey. That was all I had on. And I was like, oh yeah, sure, let's go to Main Place. And then we went to South Coast. I was so embarrassed. I looked like a little poor kid walking through South Coast Plaza in a fucking basketball jersey and basketball shorts.
It is.
They're looking at the jersey. They're like, it's not signed? What the fuck are you wearing that
it's
for?
It's more of an upscale.
Yeah,
South Coast is more of an upscale for the listeners in Zimbabwe.
They're like, that's not ironically and game-worn? Okay, cool. That's fine. I like it.
Do you want to do your next one?
Yeah, I'll save the long one for last. I'll see. I'll try a couple of these here.
Okay.
Uber driver buys $110,000 lottery ticket while on the job filling up his tank. Uber driver immediately quits his job. Passenger dies of starvation. Good. Let's try the other one. Florida man cited.
Why did he spend so much money on that lottery ticket?
No, he buys. He like. To be fair, that's what the article said. I should have said wins. All right, next one. A Florida man cited for a booty patrol truck, truck's resemblance to a border patrol vehicle. It said booty patrol on there, but it wasn't cited because it was said booty patrol. He was cited for noise complaints for how loud those cheeks were clapping.
Oh, sure.
I almost said those cleats were chapping.
Okay.
All right, there you go. I got an RJ giggle.
Wow, really fumbled the bag on that word mix-up. But you know what? I'm on board.
All right.
Learned this week. The phrase Tom and Jerry was a British slang term from the 1800s, meaning to fight and cause trouble. Interestingly enough, there's another British slang term, Ben and Jerry, which is slang for men who kiss and eat ice cream.
Mm-hmm. It's very RJ joke.
Cute?
Yeah.
I'm going for cute, guys.
Yeah. Wow.
You know.
He's going doing the old flirting with us angle now.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Okay. Who wants ice cream and who wants to smooch daddy, huh?
He's like,
okay,
he's like, don't mind the 20 tubs of Ben and Jerry's in my freezer right now. But if you guys want to hang out after the pod, let me know.
Anybody want a pint?
Anyone want a pint? Americone? More like Ameribone. Am I right?
Hey,
all right.
Ameribone dream.
Ameribone dream.
I had an Ameribone dream.
You had an Ameribone dream?
When's the last time you've had a nocturnal emission?
Horse noise a month or two ago.
Really? You come in your sleep 2 months
not
ago?
Like full blown. What are we talking here? I'm not blasting loads in my sleep, but you know, there's sometimes.
How pathetic. You have 7 kids and 3 wives.
What? How's that pathetic? It happens sometimes.
Sorry,
I don't know what to tell you.
I didn't mean to say pathetic.
That's a weird word to say.
It's a mean word.
I'm pretty sure it means I'm healthy.
No, here's the thing. It's a mean word. Yeah. I did mean it, and it is pathetic, but I'm sorry I said it is the thing. But also,
that's
like,
sweet. Am I not supposed to have any at all?
Thank you. Yeah, well, if you have a...
Well, if your wife is...
You have a wife.
Sucking you dry.
Yeah, no, it's like I said, like I don't...
How do you...
Nocturnal emissioning.
It's not a... There's no...
It's crazy how you still...
Is she sucking you dry?
I don't. There's no way to tell how much is left in the tank. Truly, is there a way to know?
That's gross. But yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, there is. There is, because you get to that point where there's none. You just get a feeling, and there's nothing left. The final one you get is that single.
You get to that.
There's that. There's the final one before there's nothing.
It makes the doop sound.
No, it's the single like your dick cries that one single Native American tear.
Yeah. Doop.
Yeah, that's the last. Exactly. Yeah. But it doesn't even drop. Mm-hmm. It just. If you don't wipe it, it'll just dry on your tip.
Yeah, in memoriam
for the final.
Yeah,
load.
Like the Elmer's glue, like on the tip right there.
Exactly. You get a little Elmer there. A little Elmer fudge.
Elmer fudge.
Anal. Yeah. Okay. We found it. We all found it. We got there. But yeah. So.
But yeah, we did huff glue.
But you didn't come. You don't come enough usually.
No, I'd say I do very frequently.
Yeah, very frequently for a married man is once every 3 weeks if he's lucky.
I don't want to run stats. It's kind of strange, I guess. But.
Okay, that's true. I'm no statistician.
I don't
but want
to run stats.
Yikes! Boy, did you nail it. Hurts. Yikes! yummy. Help me.
No, I don't. I feel good. I don't feel like I'm like stifled. You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have. I think it's a sign of health. I don't know. I feel good.
No matter, I think I've critiqued you on a lot of things, and your defense
No.
I think it's a sign of health, if
I
you ask me.
I think you critique me on most things.
I'm sorry.
And my defense is, what are you talking about?
Honestly, this is stressing me out, because RJ usually is like very good at taking stuff and really goes with it, and now we're asking how much he fucks his wife.
Yeah.
It's getting really uncomfortable.
We have been very personal.
I'm not terribly uncomfortable. I kind of want to get out of it.
I do forget how personal we get.
I just don't want to have to like spell it all out, but I mean, I'm happy to show you the charts. You know, we got dates.
I'll do another one of my jokes.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's change that over, RJ. I don't want to have to. RJ,
the doctor says my left nut looks normal.
Yeah,
okay. he said in his words, "A little blue isn't bad."
Yeah.
Okay. Man arrested after bringing loaded gun and tactical vest to a cafe. His excuse was he figured it was okay because it was Halloween. I mean, it's better than when he did this on Black History Month.
Yes. Yeah, that's crazy.
Good. That's good.
That's good.
Okay, I have some alternates. It's better than when he did this on Arbor Day.
What? Which one is Arbor Day even?
It's better than when he did this on Pete Davidson's birthday.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
He said, I figured because it's Halloween. He also said he needs to be prepared with all these zombies hanging around because it's Halloween.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I like the initial punch. That was good.
Thank you.
I like it. If it, yeah,
a little dark, but
no, it's
you
good.
Know.
I do like. You may have. I don't want to give this to John's ego, but it's too late now. I do like the idea of multiple punchlines per joke, like just where you're like you just do one premise and you just do like 4 punchlines and hopefully one of them works. Like that might change the course of the show.
Well, that's kind of how.
Yeah, every time I've done it, you hate it, which is great.
Have you done that before?
Yeah, you know, you don't pay attention. It's crazy. I'm upset. Before I was never upset. Now he's like, yeah, you know that thing that RJ's done like a few times. I actually fucking only like it when John does it. In fact, I don't remember anything that RJ's contributed positively to this podcast. Because I'm so up my own ass about making fun of him.
We go.
Good Lord on high.
Ricky boy for real.
I'm just snap.
I was good. I was good with my wife getting cucked at Costco.
I'm breaking open this Topo Chico.
Yeah.
It's time.
Oh, I was good goodness. With not having enough sex. Now you cross the line.
Yeah, clearly. That's it. Hey, you're welcome, by the way. It's the first time you were funny on the pod.
Yeah, I'm really dragging today.
Yeah. You only had John and I to credit you to get. We have to push you. We're like Phil Jackson, yeah. You know what I mean?
We're pulling it out of you.
Yeah. Do you even know who that is?
No.
He loves basketball.
No, but he also doesn't know a lot of popular culture. He's really.
I don't know who
he
Alf
knows
is.
Phil Jackson. I don't know who Alf is.
You didn't know
either.
Colin Firth. You got to mix up with Martin Luther King.
I know Phil Jackson, Phil Knight, Phil Hartman, Dr. Phil.
Those are the big Phils.
Only Adam Ray as Dr. Phil.
That's, oh my God, he's so funny.
Colombia goes to war with Pablo Escobar's hippos. Mm-hmm. That is no way to talk about his ex-wife.
Yeah, hey, got him.
She was a good size.
Colombia goes to war with Pablo Escobar's hippos. His hippos are part of the operation called Pablo Escuba.
Escobar. You need that R at the end still.
Escuba.
Pablo Escobar.
You really got to lean into that one. Yeah. Okay. I'm into scuba wordplay.
You're good like at that. The Mexican accent. Where do you think that comes from?
Escuba.
I just hanging out with the real Mexican RJ signs here all the time, you know? That's who it is.
It's Cuba.
It's so funny how not Mexican RJ is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he's...
I was at the Alfred Robles shows last night, and his, like, the Mexican fan... I need to tap into that Mexican fan base.
Good luck.
Dude, I'm telling you. And no, I think you
it's
can do
it. It's
a
tough nut to crack.
Well...
I've tried.
Yeah, we know you've
a
tried.
A tough nut to crack.
Well, because if like, there's people out there that are half Mexican where you could be like, oh, I could see it. Like, that's the response they get. When you say you're half Mexican, the response...
People are like...
It's two words. Shut up. Yeah. It's actually what it is.
People say other things, too, that are like racially insensitive, but yeah.
Exactly.
Cállate la boca, you know what I mean?
They
la
say,
boca.
Nice tan, honky. You can't fool me.
They go, are you sure you're not Jewish? That's basically what they say.
Exactly. But I think, John, I think you should start wearing a cowboy hat and ending most of your setups with fool.
Fool, yeah.
Yeah, you got to end it with fool, you know?
Or just say la raza.
I was at this like, Halloween party, fool, and I was like...
I was at this... Hey, fool. He's my fucking mom's a
fool. Fucking
and
crazy.
And I saw all these ghosts, and I was like, what are you, my pinche ex-girlfriend or something? You know?
Are you allowed to say this stuff?
John, I asked John before the pod.
Yeah.
I asked John.
No, that's good. No, that's all fun and fun.
As a full white man, I asked John.
Do you want to finish off this round so we can suck each other off
I have more, though.
You have more to the second joke you said for the second round?
Well, if mine more
hippo. I have a third one.
You have a third hippo punch?
Well, we'll let him do it. Like, at the end, we'll do a victory run of all the rest of his.
Yeah.
I've only gone twice.
Yeah, so have we. Drew has to go. This is my third.
This is third.
This is a big one, though, so it's okay.
I can't read my own writing. All right. Yeah, a blind dog was rescued from a pond in a New York park. When asked why and how, the disheartened dog replied somberly, "The only tragedy is that you pulled me from that pond, stripped me of my death with dignity, as the reason to live is no longer, because to be in love is to be alive. She was my reason to be, and when she left me, she took the sunshine, the moon, and all the stars with her. A dog cannot live without a broken heart, so he must die with a broken heart. But the undeserved grace of God I was spared today. I will find a pond one day, and when I do, all I ask is that you let a good dog die. For if free will exists, it is reserved only to those who knew love and only in retrospect. Left to roam the earth with a heart pumping without a purpose, a dead dog walking." Yeah, it turns out he was love blind. So I thought he was actually blind. The dog was love blind. That was my bad. Yeah.
Loved it.
That was good.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. It wasn't like ha-ha good, but it was like...
It was like, you know, like snaps, like how people coffee shops don't understand.
That's what I say when I'm bombing. I'm like, bad comedy at best is still pretty good spoken word poetry, you know? That's the best part about it.
Is that what you say to yourself at night when you go to sleep?
I mean, it's better than... If I wrote that joke, riff, I would have been like... And the dog was asked for comment, and he said, woof, woof.
He said nothing because he's a fucking dog.
Yeah,
I could see how that angle would be the logical one for the joke. All right, a little setup punch in and out, you know.
But you know, I do like the Madeline L'Engle. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
What's love blind? I don't get it. Is that like a song?
No, the dog was blind.
Explain the joke more.
Yeah. It will. Let me explain. Because the dog was blinded with love. Yeah. I thought the dog was literally blind. The dog was so heartbroken and love blind by this lady that he
killed himself?
Yeah, he tried to kill himself in the pond.
Right.
He wasn't a literal
blind dog. You identified
with
the dog?
Yeah.
It's crazy. We ended up writing like very similar jokes. There's a small town in Canada called Dildo. It's actually right next to a large town called Drew's Ass.
That's good.
The fuck is that?
Man? That's funny.
It's nice. It's nice. Nice to be a punchline.
It's
comedy. Someone's got to get hurt, you know, as they say.
Yeah. Everyone says someone has to get hurt in comedy.
Everybody
says. You have to punch down.
You got to make an omelet if you don't want to suck somebody off. You know, whatever.
Exactly.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Easy there.
Isn't that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right, John, bring us home.
Drunk grizzlies keep getting hit by trains in Montana.
I love that.
I feel like that was a real article that you edited the title to fit the...
I'm from L.A.
What? That's the punchline?
No, in West Hollywood, drunk bears getting trains run on them is not news.
There it is.
Happy Pride
That's
Month.
That's fun. I thought that may have been a better punchline. I'd be like, sorry, I'm from L.A.
I literally thought that's what you're doing. I'm from LA.
What do I give a fuck about Montana?
Yeah, exactly.
Man accused... Oh, this one involves a dildo. Man accused of masturbating in Target claims it was a dildo, not his actual penis. Mm. I'm sorry, said the perpetrator, who goes by the name of Drew Bob.
Unbelievable. What sort of fucking Norm Macdonald Adam Egitt bullshit is this, dude? What the fuck, man?
What if we got together before? We're like, hey, let's write all our jokes about
you. What if you did? Bet you did. Shouldn't have been late. Last time, I'm never going to be late to a fucking pod. You're like, do you want to just sub half our punchlines to Drew Bach?
I write before I get here.
You say like, never going to be late?
Fair enough.
You say last time or every time from now on?
Yeah. I spent 40 minutes before this podcast drafting that dog heartbreak.
Drew was reading headlines. For his second joke, he was reading headlines, which is kind of impressive.
But yeah, I was like, there's got to be it. Listen, it's a muscle. I'm just working on another comedic muscle.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. But I think it is a cheat code to write multiple punchlines for one premise because like it's like you can just say them all. Like you eventually get to one that's funny.
Yeah. But
or they'll go, oh, I like the second one more than the fourth one or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also like it's a good, it's
you really got to choose, you know, you got to, that's the hard part.
I never know. That is the hard part for me is like I'll write a bunch of jokes. I never know which ones actually people are going to laugh at.
Huh. But like, you know which one you like more.
Yeah, but it's usually not the one that people like the most. Like for roast jokes, for example, like whenever I find like the best roast joke, it's always me just like reading a bunch and then like consistently people laughing at one when I'm like, oh, I didn't think that one was the best one. But if people like that one a lot, you know, similar.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
That's right.
People don't lie, you know.
For the folks at home that don't know, John's a very good roast boy. He's one of the top roast boys in California.
Still top, right? Still got the belts?
No, I don't have any belts, but...
they got taken away from you?
Yeah.
He doesn't need them. His pants clearly... Sorry.
okay.
Come on.
Really?
I got one in.
Really?
You're really bad at gaslighting. Try harder. There you go. Yeah, so you said you interrupted with a roast plug. You said you're roasting Miranda?
Yeah, I'm roasting Miranda in December.
In December? Is that your next one coming up? Nothing in November?
Yeah, that's my next one coming up. Yeah. They try to give us a November date, but Miranda couldn't do it.
NRN, no roast November?
Miranda wants me to do Comic Wars, but I don't really want to do Comic Wars.
You don't
again.
Like the format?
It's just so much work.
Yeah, it's a lot of fucking...
Roast battles
It's like
feels
eight
like
times
work.
The amount of jokes.
I mean, honestly, when you're doing a 5-joke battle, you're probably writing 12 jokes. So it's like a similar amount of jokes, but
I mean, in comparison, like you have to end up writing like 10 jokes or 20 jokes to get to 10 versus 12 jokes to get to 5.
The problem too is I have like a little bit more like clout on who I can choose at Comic Wars because I'm friends with Miranda and like I was like the champion or whatever. So it's like I can battle really good people at Comic Wars if I want to that they wouldn't necessarily let me battle at Roast Battle yet. But I'm going to have to work so much harder because it's like they're really good. So it's like that.
Do you want to call anybody out on the podcast?
Well, she wants me to battle Ryan Neeson, who is like the is like the champion of LA Roast Battle right now.
Oh.
Which I want to battle Ryan too. I think that he's like pretty. This is so gay to talk about, but he's pretty.
You're half gay on your mom's side. That's my joke. Sorry.
He's pretty unstoppable. But I think I could. I think I could beat him. I think there's some stuff about him, but
yeah.
Yeah.
He's like nice, normal guy.
And how long has he been doing roast battle? For like years and years and years.
Yeah, I really don't know, but he like was one of those guys who was like bad and like got really good recently.
Nice. Would you ever do they still do those East Coast versus West Coast things? I feel like they used to do that a lot every once in a while.
I mean, I did a Bay. I've done like three Bay Area people.
Bay Area
Bay versus LA.
I wish they brought back.
They used to do more, but now since there's so many other like satellite cities, you know, Austin,
Chicago.
Seattle,
and now they
Portland.
Do them in Austin. They fly people to Austin and they do the mothership one, and that's where they do like
the big
LA versus New York, and the Bay Area versus Chicago and shit.
Austin versus Detroit or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Nice.
Well, John, is there anything that we can plug for you for the upcoming?
That was it. Wait, are we? When are we gonna?
We could go as long as you want. We could make this a long boy.
That's okay. We can end it.
Yeah, clearly.
Oh, sorry.
I was down to like keep the podcast going.
I'm
like,
so
RJ,
sorry.
RJ was like, when RJ does like leg cross signs, he's like, oh, yeah, it's so I think we should. He just starts taking control of all the wrong
parts of the
podcast.
I had my leg crossed the whole time.
Unfucking believable. Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, pretentious the whole fucking time.
No, we'll start recording in a little bit, I think.
I think we're hot enough
to
start
the
heat it up a bit.
Yeah, you have a stepped on a sticker. You have a sticker at the bottom of your shoe. You fucking loser. What is that shit?
I went to Home Depot today. I had to fix some grates.
You had to fix some grates?
Yeah, some grates. I have a raised floor foundation. It's a really dumb story. I'm not going to explain it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, don't.
And you have gum on your shoe too.
Is it?
Ew.
You're a mess.
That sucks.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a working squirrel, guys. I'm trying to get some stuff done today.
You do also look like a squirrel. Yeah. Grasshopper, horse.
Mm-hmm. Squirrel kind of guy.
Sloth.
Cuck.
Not Mexican.
Certainly not any race.
He went to Home Depot and he stepped in gum.
Yeah.
That's what they do to the non-Mexicans at Home Depot.
The Mexicans outside of Home Depot looking for work, they're like, oh, you're definitely a white guy who could hire us, right?
Yeah.
Whenever I go to Home Depot, everyone assumes that I don't know what I'm doing there, and that offends me.
Yeah, you're wearing a fucking Moon Goat coffee roaster
shirt. What do you want me to wear? My Peg Me Mommy shirt?
That's basically what you're signaling when you're wearing a coffee shirt.
You're wearing a Moon Goat shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife got it for me. She went to Moon Goat in San Clemente or something and got me one. I don't know.
Don't make it real.
Oh, okay.
What do you want me to say? I bought it because I love coffee at Moon Goat?
Well, there's an open mic at Moon Goat. So
there is
maybe you love that
Drew
open
goes
mic.
There quite often. I should just give you the shirt, you know?
Okay.
Would you like that?
Why are you insulting me for putting in the work, RJ?
Is that what we're calling it now?
RJ runs 2.7 rooms, and then he does half the spots, and he's like, guys, I'm still good, you know. So this guy only goes out twice a month, and he's like, yeah, but I run shows, I can still be a comedian, you know?
I'm still doing.
He's like, I do these bigger spots, so like counts for all the work I'm not doing.
Yeah, that and open mics, you know.
It's okay. It's all right. RJ, I'm just saying, you know.
Time to
work harder, you know? You're not really doing enough.
I'm not doing enough.
You know those voices in your head? They're like, I don't feel like I'm doing enough. They're correct.
You know what you
that's
think everyone
my therapist
thinks about
actually.
You?
Yeah, listen.
It's all true.
Yeah.
What you think everyone thinks about you, that's what we're saying.
Yeah. You can't. It's like, you know, there's no reason why John and I, who started, you know, way after you are already funnier than you.
Way after.
We can't already be funnier than you.
This
like
is an intervention, actually.
Yeah, you gotta catch up, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's we're trying. You know, some of us just have other things going for them in life, so it's just going to take a little bit more time and patience, you know?
We also have other things, too.
Yeah.
We have our mountains to climb.
Well, not
but
really.
But also, that's kind of the whole thing, though.
That what? You don't really have anything else going on?
Yeah, so if you don't have other things,
you better be good at comedy if you got nothing going for
you. You can't really put other stuff in front of the thing that you really want to do the most, but you don't really want to do comedy, so that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. John and I haven't talked to our kids in years. We're just saying we're, like, committed to the thing, you know?
We have other stuff.
Yeah.
If we wanted to put the effort into that, but we really want to put our effort into the thing that we love the most.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of where we're going to put our like it's like, oh, what am I going to be great at? You know?
Yeah.
We know greatness is inevitable.
Do I want to be great at going to Home Depot and getting greats or whatever, or do I want to be great at comedy? That's kind of what I wake up.
Yeah, we're the greats. You're working on the greats. You know, two different greats we're working with here.
I'm fine being great with greats.
Yeah, that's fine.
Clearly. You know,
RJ, one of the greats.
RJ, yes, exactly. RJ, here's the thing. We're joking. You're taking this too personally.
I'm not taking anything personally.
Yeah, because you're not like replying in a funny way, so it signals it's that you're like, oh my God.
You're talking so much.
Are you gonna? Okay, is this gonna affect getting booked on your shows?
No.
Okay, then we can be mean to him. No,
yeah, of course.
I don't care. I'm just, guys. Thank you for being here, John. I've been a little slow. I'm tired. I've been a long
weekend.
You
were great this episode. You weren't slow at all. We were fucking with you. Jesus.
RJ? What was your? Never mind. I don't. It's okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask RJ.
He's got nothing left in the tank.
Here's what I was
going
to do. So, I was going to ask RJ to give me a compliment that I heard him sort of say that was kind of a diss to Drew. Mm. But you told me the compliment, so I don't know. It's fine. It doesn't matter. Cut this out.
Oh, yeah. We'll edit this out.
No, we're going to keep this in. What was the compliment again?
I don't remember anything that you're saying.
Well, just can you clarify, John, so he could give you the compliment?
Right. No, it's fine.
You already have the fish on the hook. You might as well reel it in, you know?
We'll edit this out. This is terrible.
I like it. Come on.
I mean, this is just boring now.
Yeah, that'll happen. This is real, though, dog.
Yeah, this is real. Yeah.
Well, see, the folks at home want real podcasting, okay? When shit goes wrong and you go, well, can't win them all, kids.
They want us to...
just kind of really peter well. Out.
Yeah, just got to peter out at the end. You know,
we're cooking well past the hour 20 mark. I feel like that's
fine. Well, we're waiting for you to do your job and hit the fucking end of the music button. So,
well, I was just waiting for like a nice bow on it, but instead you keep getting caught up in these.
I'll plug stuff then.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for asking, RJ.
yeah, there it is.
I'm on. Okay, so every Monday at 11 p.m. I do a live radio show with our mutual friend, I think, Luke Binko.
Our mutual friend, not so much our friend.
I would have said not Drew.
Another
Drew
comedian
doesn't.
That started like way after, even younger, catching RJ.
Funnier than all of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, catching all of us, to be honest.
Yeah.
But he is, 11 o'clock, we stream it, and then you can call in, and then the podcast is up for 24 hours, and then it gets deleted forever from the internet.
Why does it get deleted?
Unless you subscribe to our Patreon, then you can hear it forever.
Oh, that's actually a good bit. Okay.
But it's live.
Yeah.
That's on Instagram, at The Radio Show Live. The Radio Show Live.
At The Radio Show Live. That's on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. The Radio Show Live on
and
Instagram.
And then I also want to advertise that I am going to start posting on Instagram.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's,
this is huge
you're
for
gonna,
you.
You're going to start easy there on the huge. Be nice. Are you talking about like clips?
Clips, pictures.
Wow.
Of me doing stand-up comedy. See, what happened was I saw LeBron James' Instagram, and it's all him... playing basketball. He just constantly posts pictures of him playing basketball, and I'm never like, I get it.
Oh
yeah, that
so
is.
I was like, because I've always thought it was like gay to post photos of you like doing stand-up. Is this a conversation I had with you?
It's possible.
And but then I saw LeBron's Instagram, and he just posts pictures of him playing basketball.
When so people are like, look at him go, he's still doing the thing, he's
exactly,
doing great.
Yeah,
exactly.
And obviously, John said him and LeBron are just like right there,
yeah,
you know, just great and great.
They
you
call
know?
Me the LeBron James of the mid to high level OC open mic scene.
That is mid to high level open
took
mic scene.
Took the words right out of my mouth,
yeah,
in every possible way.
Oh, that's beautiful, beautiful,
yeah,
good
so.
Shit, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna start posting photos and being like captions like about last night, you know, stuff like that.
Damn.
And a boomerang of you and your friends being like,
yeah.
We're crazy. We're
yeah,
young
exactly.
And fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
That reminds me, I've been trying so hard to take pictures whenever we're taking a pot. Oh, fuck. I don't want to do anything. Come
no,
on.
We gotta,
come
we gotta
on.
Fucking
oh,
come
yeah.
on.
Oh,
hold on.
Okay,
hold
okay.
on. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Hold on.
What is this weird light coming through the window? John is... It looks like your psoriasis is flaring up. That's terrible. Gotta fix the thing. You guys, thanks for coming to the podcast. You guys, it's been
oh my goodness.
Fantastic.
There it is. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-